Okay, the music's going to start.
You don't remember?
No, it's been 2 years.
You already forgot? Oh my gosh.
How can you forget? This!
What?
It didn't work. You have it muted.
Man, I was very excited to do this podcast. That answer just went in so many different directions. No, let's not get into that. But let's get into it.
Yo, failed intro.
I like it like that.
Yeah, it's natural. Mm. It's raw.
We were just explaining. Amber was like, should we just keep the set like this? So right now there's a missing foam. There's missing Polaroids from the wall.
Yeah.
And we were like, I think it's very symbolic of where we are currently.
It's like a restart, but everything's like disheveled.
Yeah. It's like one of those...
Everything but the equipment.
Yeah.
It's one of those like foreclosed houses. The bank is selling it. And we're here like, no.
No, we need it.
Please, bank.
Please.
Please, Mr. Monopoly, let us keep it.
So no question?
Well, you had a question, but but how about this? How about this? You do your question, and then I play you a remixed intro.
Okay.
Sent in by...
Hey, yo, what?
A fan of the podcast.
No okay. way. Okay.
Do you like that?
That's yeah, very let's
do
cool. That.
Okay, let's do a... you have your question ready?
Okay, yes. I do have my question ready.
I have to be able to see also. Okay, all right.
This is crazy. I mean, we just started and we already had a remix. Unless it's an old remix. Is this like from 2 years ago and you're just like now showing us?
This is... No. This is the impact, you know?
Of coming back.
This is the impact that we create. Okay, wait, ask your question.
Okay. Do I start now?
Yes.
Okay. Name one person in your dream blunt rotation.
Ooh.
Come on.
Celine Dion. No.
Kanye West.
Saweetie.
Wait, I did that wrong.
What was her intro song?
That was remixed by DJ Double Up.
Wow. Shout out DJ Double Up.
That was very cool.
From our attempted intro recreation last time. Can you believe it? A remix of a remix.
Yeah. That's crazy. Wild. And we just have one episode out from our comeback.
So shout out to DJ Double Up. He whipped that up real quick and was like, hey, use this for your next intro. So
yeah, thank you so much. That was awesome.
So because of our failed intro, we got a nice little remix
intro. Yeah, we got
intro,
saved
so that was pretty funny.
Because of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice question. I like the question.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I was thinking of Princess Diana, and for some reason I said Celine Dion.
Wait, what?
But you know what?
How did you get them mixed?
My heart will go on.
Okay.
And
Imagine Celine Dion singing the Titanic theme to you while you're mentally sinking into an abyss.
I like Princess Diana better, though. That's fire.
I feel like Princess Diana smoked up.
You don't think Celine Dion did?
You're right. She had to be on one.
Yeah.
When she was writing the Titanic theme.
Yeah.
I don't know many others. I feel like I have heard other songs, but I can't think of any. Mm-hmm. Who did you guys say?
I said Kanye West.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I don't know if you want that.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking is I feel like it will cancel out the craziness.
You think so?
I think it might make him normal, you know? Or it might make him weirder. I don't know. But
I was going to say. Yeah.
I mean, it would be fun, but I feel like it'd be a lot.
I feel like he's the type where like he won't leave any breathing room for you to like speak. And it'll just be him speaking.
Do you like that?
Which then it's more like you're going to a show.
A show, yeah. I feel like if it's the right setting, then sure. But if it's like supposed to be a conversation, I don't know.
I feel like he'd like go up to the windows and be like, they're listening to us. Do you understand me?
But maybe you don't want to like engage in that. Maybe you do want to just listen.
Yeah, maybe.
I remember it was interesting when Kanye went on the Joe Rogan podcast. That was the first time where Joe was like quiet the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
It was like 3 hours long or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And Joe was quiet. He only spoke like a few times.
Yeah.
Is this when he told the nail person they can go?
No.
Oh.
You're talking about the time where recently he was like with Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, yes.
And he was like, they're my nails. They're my nails.
You can go. You can go.
I love Kanye.
Oh, God.
I love him. Who was your person?
I picked Saweetie.
Saweetie in your dream blunt rotation.
Yeah, I feel like she'd like whip up the wildest snacks.
Okay.
And they would hit.
You know, she has those like
long nails.
A really just not practical length of nails. I saw her attempting to eat a McDonald's meal.
And her fingers are like this. Like,
I don't believe that that's what's happening. Yeah. Are they? They're fake, right?
Of course. They're acrylic.
But like, can you just snap them off?
No. Or?
Are they? Is there any practical use to those? Like, can you use them as like a stylus? Like, you know, on your iPad?
For context, I had long nails for my birthday weekend, and I took them off before. Like,
how long
midday
are we
at work?
Yeah.
I wore them the whole weekend, and I can wear them like kind of long. But when they get past a certain length, like you can no longer type unless you like invert your fingers and then use the ball of your fingertips.
Have you guys ever seen that guy who held up his like fist in protest for like an Indian guy.
And he had long nails?
Well, he never put his arm down. It's still up.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna show you.
Wait, what?
Bro's it's doing not too funny, much. Dude. He was protesting.
Dude's doing too much.
It never went back down?
So,
he hasn't put it down since.
So he was protesting.
What happens? Like, is the blood from your, like, hand just going down? And he's just gonna have, like, giant biceps and triceps and shoulders?
I mean, I think you
well,
just
his arm stopped working.
His arm stopped working?
Yeah,
so it's, like, stuck there.
Guy who protested arm dead. That's what I tried to search up. No, guy who protested for peace.
So his arm just stuck there. And his
it probably just needs to be like amputated or something.
That's crazy.
If it's losing blood.
Yeah.
Well, it's not usable anymore.
What is he protesting for?
For peace or something. I gotta
for peace.
Meet the man whose arm has been raised for almost 50 years. Okay, let me
He hasn't stopped for 50 years.
Yeah, so he never put his arm down.
Oh, at least it's not above his head.
Amar Bharati in 1973 decided to dedicate his life to the Hindu deity Shiva to prove his dedication. He lifted his right arm and has not lowered it since. Okay. Where's his picture? There he is.
Oh, dang.
Oh, whoa. It is above his head.
So, but the reason I brought him up was because his nails are like really long. And they're like curling around his hand.
I'm not understanding the hand. Like, what's the hand going?
It's just all like kind of shriveled up. And it's just nails.
Nobody can cut it for him?
Look, some argue that because the blood circulation in his right hand has been completely cut off, he will never be able to lower it, while others claim that he can still, in fact, lower his arm if he desires but chooses not to.
He definitely puts it down at
But his arm looks dead, so I think...
The other one's not looking too far off.
Yeah, it's not too far off, but like...
But this one's like just a skeleton bone, though.
Yeah. I mean, he just does it more.
Yeah, if Saweetie put her arm up.
The correlation.
Dude, when I saw her nails, it reminded me of him.
Oh, my gosh.
Well.
So you think Saweetie can't do that?
Well, if she did do it,
yeah,
hers would be even longer. It would be coming down to like her elbow.
Yeah.
Hers are basically what his are.
But his right curls, now. Saweetie's are straight.
Mm.
Saweetie's can't curl.
His were straight.
No. Natural nails curl as they grow.
I know. So hers are straight right now.
No, they don't frost.
What?
If they continue. No. Yeah.
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 What do you say?
They're fake nails.
I know they're fake, but like they'll get extended. Like her real nails will extend and then those will be straight.
No, the nail will just break because it has so much. Like plastic on it.
Oh.
Dang.
Acrylics only last like to a quarter of your nail bed before they start like weighing you down.
Yeah, I just don't like the way that she was. I don't think anybody liked the way that she was eating that.
She poured the like container of fries into the burger and she left the wooden stick that was in it.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Have you like you do this sometimes? Uh-huh. The extra long nails that are impractical?
Not extra long nails, but like.
Okay.
What about raising
the
hand?
How many inches?
Like from the nail bed or from the end of the nail?
Yeah.
Like from here or from here?
Wherever. How long are they? Can you
total like an inch?
Like an inch. Okay. Do you go to the bathroom?
Yes.
And how do you wipe?
You are not, like, I don't think if you went any longer than that, you would be, like, effective at wiping.
So but, you like, don't wipe?
No, we're, like, Muslim.
Girls don't wipe.
We're Muslim.
I know, but I'm saying, like, even when you're cleaning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
With water.
Yeah. So, I mean, when I'm, you can't, when, remember when I said
you have
kind
some
of
chocolate
inverting?
Under the acrylic nails?
Remember or when does I it said help? That you start to
invert? I feel
like
invert? It could help. Like, clean.
Like, as a scooper?
Yeah, like a scooper.
Whoa, no.
No? Oh,
that okay. was wild. Whoa. So, no, like, you can kind of, like, invert your fingers a little bit to, like, utilize the, like, balls of your fingers a little bit.
Man.
I'm gonna, if I throw up.
You asked. You went there.
Like, this is unnecessary. Who is this for?
Ourselves.
Are you sure it's not for the Hindu deity?
I'm positive.
We back, baby.
We back again. Second time. The response has been...
We are back.
Good and bad.
Good and bad.
Good and bad. Mostly good.
Well, the good part has been for us, and then the bad is just me. Being me. So, yeah.
But...
That wasn't even an episode.
Yeah, for... I mean, what do you guys think? Feedback and everything.
Like, people were really happy that we're back, that they can have nice conversation to listen to on their drives, all of that. So it was really nice and heartwarming to see the response.
Yeah, people were like 10 out of 10. The vibes were great. The banter was good, like all that stuff. So
it was nice.
Yeah, good comments on YouTube. It's nice to see that we're on all the different podcast platforms and I like that Spotify has the video now. That was really.
You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, it's cool.
It looked really cool. And then we also released a bonus little clip from Patreon.
Clip. Yep.
And that's what we were referring to when it came with a little bit of negative feedback. I should say right now that if you are coming to this podcast to learn anything, to be informed of serious people with serious topics, this is exactly the podcast
for that. Yeah.
This is, we are factually speaking. We are being respectful to each other.
We all have multiple PhDs and
in everything.
Yeah. We come here after our long day jobs and, you know, after stressful days.
We're not really using our brain.
And we come here to get serious.
Yeah. Very much.
Yes.
And if you are not taking us seriously by the things that we're saying, you should go to some sort of a comedy podcast or something. I mean, go and listen to some clowns because that is not us.
This is educational.
We are educational, informative, very serious.
Yeah.
Very serious.
So if I'm talking about getting a pap smear and Frost saying ew, that just makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So like, accept
what Frost was doing is actually getting the mind of the average like male.
Yes. It was actually like a case study.
Yeah,
where like we're testing
it. Because Frost is just so intelligent where, you know.
It was a psychological experiment.
He already knew the answer to that. But
yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And somebody on TikTok, actually, I took it a step further and they were like, you know, this man is immature. He is going to regret what he says and he should not be able to reproduce. And to that, I said, ew, what's reproduction? Guys, we are literally coming here to lay back, kick it. And I hope that when you're listening to this, it's just you're listening to a conversation with the homies as you would be sitting there having conversation with the homies.
And I hope you enjoy the bit.
Yeah, enjoy the bit. And I hope you don't think we're too dumb.
I mean, whatever.
speak for yourself.
I mean, you're the one with the comments.
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm going to continue to be an absolute obnoxious, immature child.
Love it.
And you can do nothing about it.
Except not listen.
But I saw the comments, you know. I saw the comments.
Should we read some?
I clicked the comments and... you know, once I clicked on the profile pictures, I understood.
You didn't have to say anything back. You didn't have to comment back.
Not only can I say it, I will say it.
Don't do it.
Fat, ooh, ugly, blue.
For us. Okay, do you want me to read some?
Read it.
The most annoying men on the internet. Holy shot.
That's crazy. They saw one clip and said that. That's wild.
Take a holy shot for that.
Mm, hello. The next one said, "Is how stupid is that one guy?"
Shamir for wanting to put it up his butt.
Who TF is this moron and what TF am I being recommended? Can I cuss?
That's about Amber.
Okay. This guy is really showing how dumb he is.
Amber also.
Yeah.
That grown-ass man acts like he's 12.
Amber.
I guarantee you that up. Guy would regret getting that done to him from behind.
That is probably true.
The part you don't know is I actually went with Shamir the next day.
And we did it together.
To each other.
I asked Dr. Saab, I said, Doctor, could I do this to my friend? It would be a very intimate moment for us. And he said no. And then I did it to the doctor.
Whoa.
And he said, all right, well, now you can do it to your friend.
Yeah. It was a lesson.
It was an initiation process, and now we are pap free.
Pap free, yeah.
Mm. We're pap boys.
Pap boys.
Congratulations,
pop
my brother.
Boys. Pop boys.
Pop boys. That's pop right. Boys. That's right. It's not pap. It's pop.
It's pop. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, but thank you for informing. Some people were nice. They were like, "Hey, the name."
You got messages or something?
Well, I saw some of the comments. They were like, "It's named Pap Smear after like the guy who invented it or whatever."
It's really?
From Georgios Papanikolaou. The doctor who determined its use is detecting early signs that could lead to cervical cancer.
Did you know that?
No. Had wow. no clue.
And somebody said, you know, it's not gross. It's life-saving. Mm-hmm. And to that I say, life-saving? Ew. but it's good to be back.
It's good to be back.
I like coming in with a bang.
Yeah. Mm. But that wasn't even on the episode, though.
That's even better. Yeah. So if you want bonus clips like that, we just started a Patreon. For Strange Flavors. It made more sense to have this going so that we can continue to give you our best productions and kind of keep this sustainable. And so if you want to be a part of the Patreon and see bonus episodes, sign up. It's in the show notes or the description. And yeah, it'll be nice. For the second tier, we have the strangers, friends, and family. For the second tier, the friends... and up, you get a discount on the merch, so you can rock some Strange Flavors gear. It's nice and cozy. Looks nice. And we'll probably be adding to that at some point. Yeah. But then
I do want to give one shout out, though. I think two, three years ago, we first unlocked the you can donate to this podcast feature. And we didn't even promote it at that time. But the first person to do it was actually a guy named Bobber's Bagels.
Bobber's Bagels.
Shout out Bobber's Bagels.
Come on. Get some schmear on that man.
And I think he just became a family member on the Patreon.
Really?
Yeah.
Bobber's Bagels is back.
Yeah, Bobber's Bagels is back. So he's the first one to promote, kind of sort of inspire us to continue with this model. And
shout out.
He's back.
And we got enough money in the bank. Yeah. You know what we're doing.
What are we doing?
Going to the club. What?
We're opening a bagel shop.
We're opening a bagel shop.
Oh, right.
We're going to the club.
The strip club?
Why would we waste Bobber Bagels' money on the strip club?
How do you know that Bobber doesn't want us to throw on somebody
Bobber,
else's bagel?
If you want us to.
We could throw it on somebody else's bagels.
We might, yeah. Ooh. Throw it on somebody else's bagel. Is it an everything bagel?
It's everything.
This is wild.
It's wild.
I don't support.
If Bobber supports it, I support it.
You know what? I'm taking my funds out of the Patreon. I don't support us. But no, thank you guys. It means a lot. I think this week we will post a bonus episode full length of our conversation that we had 2 weeks ago.
Was I crying?
You were post-crying. So you had cried, and then we talked about the things that make you insecure and high school bullies. Mm.
That's crazy. I haven't even seen this. So
excited. So I think...
It was good, though. It was a good clip.
It was a good clip because it was, fresh out of the... It was fresh out of, some time being passed and, just kind of reflecting on a new version of us and how we feel about insecurities.
Yeah.
And
so if you want to see Amber crying, it's up to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Or the reason that she was crying before. That's on Patreon.
That's kind of messed up, right? If someone becomes a Patreon for that reason.
No, I would be really, really honored.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I've now understood that some people like to watch other people cry because they can't cry. Mm. So if you need to come somewhere to see somebody cry, maybe I'll cry for you. Okay.
It's that's about me.
What? What? Huh?
Yeah, I was also... Amber was showing me something in her eye, and she was like, I have this birthmark in my eye. And I was like, there's no birthmark in your eye. I was like, looking up close to it. I was like, there's no birthmark. And she was like, it's in, and she looked at the phone and then she realized it was in her other eye. And then I remember like looking inside of the eye. I was like, I don't know if you have what you're talking about. And then she was like, oh yeah, it's in the other eye. She doesn't know her own.
It's not my personal insecurity. It's just something other people point out. But to hear more about it, you're going to have to watch it. Cause
yeah, it's a long episode. So I think you'll enjoy it if you want bonus content every single week. If you want to listen to us even longer for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason. But that's, we're going to go hard on it, so.
Meow.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Go hard on it.
Move on.
Oh, yeah.
But speaking of insecurities, Amber is 35 years old.
37.
No, you told me recently that when your birthday was coming up, you're like, I'm basically 31.
No, I said I'm basically 30.
Yeah, but you were like, I'm basically 30, so I'm basically 31 or something.
So here's my thing. It's like, I'm basically 30 because I feel like when people ask you how old you are and you say 29, it's like you're trying too hard.
So you just turned 29.
I just turned 29. And, you know, I just feel like it just makes more sense. I would rather be 30 for 2 years than be 29 and then 30, you know? Like, it would give me a year to...
What's the difference between 29 and 28?
28 is like you're 2 years away from 30, you know? It's like,
this is girl math. Is what you're saying.
Okay. And then, like,
Yes, girl the math. Girl math. Girl I've math. Heard of such a thing.
And don't they say that when you turn the age that you are, that's how, like, 1 year older is how many years you've actually been on Earth or something? Our friend Sana always says that, like, when you turn 29, then it's actually you've been on Earth for 30 years or whatever.
Like, you're saying the womb year counts?
I don't
like
know.
Like, as a fetus, like, that counts?
I don't She's think counting it counts. That? I don't know why. I never really understood.
Are you having nostalgia about the womb? Like, dang, the womb year was nice, bro. Wish
cozy.
I never came out, dog.
It was
lit in there.
Yeah.
I was by myself. It was just me.
Free housing. Free food.
Mm-hmm.
It was...
No, you know, sunlight, though.
You know, it's interesting because inside the womb, all you hear is lo-fi sounds.
<That's>
no
true.
Treble, just bass.
That's true.
You hear your mom like... Or if you're Amber, and Amber's the mom, you hear...
That's my thing.
Yeah, that would be what they hear.
You missed the womb year?
No, I don't know what the whole thing about this, but regardless, I just feel like 29 sounds like a cop out. Just be 30. Stop trying to like hold on to your years. Like, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. But you know who's not okay with it?
Who?
Everybody else.
They're not okay with you being
like
this
people
old?
Are judging you?
Like they okay, and hear me out. They'll be like, oh, Amber, even when I'm 28, like you don't even look 28. What's wrong with looking 28?
Like you look older?
Like I look younger.
You look older.
They'll be like, oh, don't worry about it. Like you look young. I am young. The hell? Like, why are you trying to make me feel better?
Who's they, by the way? Are they guys or girls?
Well, here's the thing is I feel like oftentimes it's girls who are saying like, oh, don't worry about it. Like you still look young. No.
Oh, the slight
shade.
Comments. The
girl shade.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what guys like to tell me?
What?
They'll you a like, MILF.
What? No, they'll be like, oh, well, like, they love to remind you about your, like, internal clock. Like, your, like, clock on your eggs.
You can't make kids. You can't produce them.
Yeah, well, like,
up.
I don't have to worry about that, but you do.
I did that recently.
You did that to somebody?
You produced kids?
Yeah, like they there was a couple and they were like, oh yeah, like we're coming up on our 30s. And I was like, yo, my boy about to hit his peak. Not so much you though.
Frost, why'd you say that?
And, well, he like dapped me up. He was like, hey. And then she was like, what are you talking about? I was like, you reached your peak in like middle school.
No, dang. Frost. I didn't even get my period till I was in high school.
No, peak. Oh.
Peak is not when you first get your period.
I just remember in middle school, the girls looked like they were like grown and the guys still look like
the guys were short.
They look like, you know, the meep meep things from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Like meep, 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 meep. The guys look like that and the girls look like Pearl.
Yeah.
Like they were built.
To be fair, I think that most girls got their period in middle school. But because I was a late bloomer, I feel like I'm probably going to be at my peak like now. Like, I think that because I got it later.
Well, let's see in the comments.
Let's see in the comments.
Please drop a comment below if you think Amber's at her peak, if it's coming, if it passed, if she'll never see it.
stop commenting on women's freaking eggs, okay? Because you know what? You want to know what type of guys love to tell you that you're running out of time? Guys who are holding a vape, drinking a Red Bull, like just...
What's wrong with the Red Bull?
Because you guys are lowering your sperm count, not even having good quality sperm. Why are you worried about my eggs?
Mountain Dew does that. I don't know about Red Bull. Red Bull might. I don't know.
I'm just saying, why are you worried about my eggs? Worry about your sperm.
Low sperm count?
I think so.
Kind of makes sense.
But I heard it's like bull sperm in there.
Oh, snap.
Wasn't that like not... Wasn't that not confirmed?
Would you still drink it though? Like if it's bull sperm?
I think I've only had Red Bull once in my life, actually.
Was it good?
It wasn't.
Dang.
Well, I was also like a little kid and I was like... My dad, he was like, drink this. You like
drink
it.
This? He didn't give you like chai or coffee. He just gave you Red Bull.
He gave me Red Bull. And I was like, ew, I don't like this, dad.
It does taste nasty when you're a kid.
Yeah. Most things like coffee.
Yeah, it's all disgusting.
Yeah. I think maybe that was it. Maybe that's what he was doing. He was preparing me for adulthood where he's like, you know what? Remember the taste of this.
Yeah.
I know I saw like a movie once where the dad gives, am I thinking of Breaking Bad maybe? No. The dad gives the son a beer and the son drinks it and he's like, ah, it tastes like piss. And the dad's like, remember that. So then maybe he doesn't like drink when he's older. So maybe my dad was like, drink this. And I was like, ah, I lowered my sperm count. And then he was like, remember that.
So the guys that are telling her her clock's running out, their dad didn't tell them that.
Well, no, they're just right.
Leave me and my eggs alone. We'll be just fine.
Do you get an egg count?
I have not.
Is that a thing?
You're born with all the eggs you'll ever have.
Like how many dozen?
Like
half a dozen?
Like enough till you hit menopause.
Like a Costco size?
It's a little bit more than a Costco size.
I love that the word menopause has men in it.
Yeah.
Like it's not women pause.
It's because men stress us out, so we have to pause.
Oh,
damn. Bars.
Amber, that was the first time you ever had a bar.
Menstrual cycle?
Yeah.
Dude, why is everything involved?
It's because men
stress.
Men stroll around.
Stroll.
How do you feel about your current age personally? Not about they. Don't talk about they. Don't talk about men. Don't do girl math.
Don't do girl math. I don't mind. I'm like pretty at peace with it. I think like with every external factor out of the way, I feel like 30 is going to be like a lot of fun. I'm kind of excited. I feel like you kind of elevate. I figured a lot out in my 20s and hopefully I'll have more figured out in my 30s and I'll really get to just like thrive. No bad feelings.
I think for, I don't know about you, but let's see if this is a guy math thing. Yeah. Once I see age in brackets. So it's like, you know, like the teens and then like 20 to like 25 was like a bracket. Mm-hmm. And then 26, I think when I turned 26, it was like, whoa,
I'm in
the 30 bracket. It's like the,
it's you like, know, like pre-30s,
you know, like Call of Duty, like there's a tiers.
Prestige.
Yeah. Like prestige.
Yeah,
it's like a prestige level.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I definitely agree with that.
Is that guy math? Is that fair to say that that's
I think
guy
from
math?
Like 26 to like 30, 31, 32, like that's like another bracket. And then I think after that, it's like a whole different bracket.
Yeah.
And I think 32, it goes all the way to like 40 maybe.
How's this bracket going for you?
It's going pretty well. I'm in the
middle
of it.
How's 30 prestige going for you?
30th prestige. We're halfway from 26 to 30.
Yeah.
So I think it's
you're only
good.
Halfway?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, if you're not doing girl math.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Halfway. Cause
girl math, she turned 18 and was like, oh, I'm literally 40.
But yeah, I think it's going well. I think it's like you as a man, I think a lot of our peaks are like mid-30s, I think.
Yeah.
So we're just like going up.
Hey!
As a man, why can't it just be as a person?
Well, it's
different.
The biology is
different.
The biology is different.
Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. I really don't think it's that much of like a difference.
Do you think it's the same for both?
I'm not saying it's the same. I'm just saying like, you guys, I hate this. Like, there's already enough double standards in the world. I don't want to sound like this girl on this podcast. But
on this podcast.
On this podcast.
No, this is good. This is what we need.
But, like, you guys think that you have so much more, like, ability to, like, mess around and do whatever and, like, figure it out. Like, me too. Yeah. Me too.
Oh, you're talking. Okay, so we're talking about different things.
Okay.
We're talking about, for example, like physical peak, like mental, I guess, mentally figuring things out and career kind of milestones. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about kind of like social, a social clock, maybe?
I think it's more like, I think the things that get associated with it most often for women is marriage and kids.
Mm, yeah.
And I'm like,
is that fair? According to the biology, is it fair?
I just don't care.
Okay, so you personally don't care, but
like
you,
societally, I feel like it's.
I don't think it's that far off from guys. Like, yes, you guys have more time, but like what you do with that time matters. So if you spend that time like drinking and smoking and like you're not taking care of your health either, then the quality of your sperm is no better than the quality of my egg.
I mean, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, nearly what, 80 years old, and they're still popping them out.
Yeah. Listen.
And they're gangsta.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to be made felt bad about something that I don't feel bad about.
Yeah. No, but I think...
Because I don't think I'm ready to be like a wife and a mother just yet. I really want to be those things.
Yeah.
But I'm not there yet. So I don't feel bad about being 29 and not being those things.
Yeah. And I think generally that's how it is. Like people are getting kids later. People like guys and girls are not getting ready. But I do think there is like a slight difference. Like I feel like guys have to get like their shit together before they even like interact with anything. I feel like the girl doesn't have to fully get her shit together when interacting with a marriage.
I do think that if you do end up settling when you're younger, though, you end up like, you know, you have like lower expectations. But I think as I'm getting older, I'm starting to have like more rigid expectations. And that could be a downside. Like I can see that being my downfall. Like me just thinking that no man's ever going to be good enough and then ending up alone.
Just well, like for older men.
The reality is also that the longer you wait, the more somebody develops their own lifestyle, habits, routines by themselves. And then the harder it becomes to adapt to somebody else's.
Yeah, I think
and
I'm there.
If you're, for example, like, let's say you've had a high school sweetheart and then you guys get married at like 21, right? It's like you basically know each other, you know how both of you kind of grew up and how you interact together. And basically the way you live your life together from that point on is going to be a lot easier to adapt maybe than somebody who's coming from two completely different backgrounds. Like this is how I do things. This is how I've always done things. And you're maybe a little bit more stubborn at that point.
I'm definitely a lot more stubborn than I was when I was younger. Like the ability for me to just walk out the door is so much quicker than it was when I was younger. Like I don't deal with a lot of bullshit and I can see that being a downfall.
Maybe the up of that is though that like you'll be established in your career, you'll be secure and he will be. And so you're strictly looking for personality match and not kind of the more, I guess some people might call them superficial things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that like I'm like very much whole on my own. So if you're going to be in my life, you better not be taking away from it. You better be adding something to it because I by myself am okay. But if you're going to like be adding to my life, then add to my life. Don't stress me out. Don't take it away from me. I don't want to like lose my quality of life in the process.
Someone who's at that stage right now who gets made fun of is the boy.
Okay.
Drizzy Drake.
Mm. Mm.
You saw Joe Budden making fun of him for being an old N-word and messing around with these 25-year-old chicks and making music for kids.
And hanging out with Kai Cenat.
Yeah.
He's saying he's basically like 40 years old and still messing around.
Making like TikTok music and doing all this stuff.
Just doing young things. To like act amongst his peers.
Yeah.
Now this all comes from Drake recently dropping his album for the dogs, for all the dogs.
Fire or mid? What do you guys think?
So I initially thought that it was going to be a really kind of like hard album.
Yeah, I thought the same thing too.
Because for all the dogs, it was dang, he's about to go off. And then he released that that song 8 a.m. in Charlotte. And that was, I thought it was incredible. I mean, it was hard. His son is on it. Like, it's just a very magical moment.
Yeah.
And then he released the album and I was like, okay, not what I was expecting. Did you hear it?
I have not heard it.
Mrs. I like.
She might like it.
What Drake likes.
I haven't heard it yet. I had a busy weekend.
You like R&B Drake, right?
I don't know, because at the concert when he was being R&B Drake, I didn't like him.
Well, but you didn't like him at the concert because he was basically not singing the parts.
The same style.
Yeah. He wasn't singing his songs. He was just vibing out like he was in his own world.
Yeah, he was. It was like you could hear it. I saw a lot of the videos and he was just playing the songs and then kind of ad-libbing on top of it a lot. Or like doing like a different kind of duet. He's like,
you felt like you were singing it wrong.
You know, like those people that you know, they're like singers, but they like try too hard. It sounds like he was doing that. Is that
like you're
accurate?
Not Doja Cat?
Yeah, like he's like, oh, like yo, relax, bro. Mm-hmm. Like
even for like passion fruit and yeah. like those types of songs where he's like, it's more like kind of vibey, and it's already in that slow. He somehow managed to go even slower. It's like passionate from miles away. He's like passionate from miles away, and I was like, I think I understand what you're trying to do, but you're not doing it.
As an artist, I understand what he's doing, because it's like you want to keep
innovating
even more
fresh.
On top of it.
Yeah,
but yeah, not everybody is that good at it. I've seen times where he has been incredible at it,
yeah,
where he makes like kind of these little adjustments and it sounds like, ooh, I like this version. And honestly, when you're going to listen to somebody live, we saw SZA recently, and she did that a few spots where she was just kind of like doing these runs where it wasn't on the official song, but then she did it in person and it was like, whoa.
Yeah, fire.
And the crowd would go crazy. The boy, maybe he...
It doesn't hit the same.
Maybe he should just sing
that
what it is.
So you didn't think the album was that good?
So I... First listen, I was like, okay, not what I was expecting. And it's a lot. 24 songs, I think it is. Then... And I'm not one of these people that are like, oh my God, I have to like it. Whereas like the, you know, and from the feedback I saw, a lot of people were hating on it.
Dude, they were hating on it. It's the lowest Metacritic score of all his albums.
Yeah.
And like people are just like, this, he's mid, he's washed. The Joe Budden comment.
Yeah.
And he's actually like fighting back now. I feel like he never was the type.
He's responding to comments. Like people's comments and stuff. Like, and I'm like, yo, where's
first
that?
He dissed Charlamagne.
Yeah, I was like,
then he dissed Joe Budden.
Where's the energy on the album? Like, that would have been fire. Like, if I saw that, like, hard songs for all the dogs, like.
But
dude.
I feel like people have been bashing him for a minute.
Oh, yeah, for more than a decade.
And he's only now caring about it.
Yeah.
So I reduced the album to typically when I listen to something and I like a few things on it. I will like kind of rearrange my version, I guess, of it. And this has to pop up. I put the 10 best songs here. If people are watching on YouTube, let me see where this is.
I really like the J. Cole and Drake song. Like that was.
So I think this is missing the SZA one with what's it called?
Slime You Out.
Slime You Out, because that was released as a single. But these are my 10 that I actually like. If the album was just this, I think if it was released just as this, right? I think that people would have had a totally different experience. Mm. I think that because of all those filler ones in the middle, that were kind of just like, it seemed like he was almost improvising and just having fun with it.
Yeah.
Or like kind of doing a song that was an imitation of a current young artist. You know when you can hear Drake doing a little baby impression even at times it sounds like a little Yachty impression, things like that. When I put these 10, I was like, oh, this is actually like some of these are really good. And you miss that when you have public opinion and you kind of go through the album and you kind of get tired, which was my initial reaction of like, oh, this is a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come back to this another time.
Yeah.
But as far as like some of the comments about Drake should, you know, Drake's done and I guess like kind of what Joe Budden was saying, some of that stuff is unfair because it has nothing to do with music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think Joe Budden also is, he's like, I'm a Drake fan. Like, I just want him to rap.
Yeah.
And personally, like, I like rap Drake. I don't like R&B Drake that much. Mm. And so for me, I was like, that's why my favorite song on there is like the J. Cole one and all that stuff. So when he's like, oh, I just want him to like rap and stuff like that, I'm like, I kind of get it.
But that's like the whole critique that Nikki had gotten too, which is like, stop singing. Like,
honestly, she's really good at singing though. So
fair. Like, fair point.
Yeah. Cause like her pop songs, I think, are might be her most popular. I don't
know.
Like
Super Bass and stuff. Yeah.
Like all those. Like,
but she gets a lot of backlash, especially from like the rap community. Mm. Like, they're just not with it. They're like, be a rapper if you want to be a rapper, you know?
And I think both those artists are both versatile enough to do other things. Mm-hmm. I just personally like him to rap. And I think a lot of people were expecting that with this project.
I think Drake is just at the point now also where...
he'd just be doing shit.
Yes, but he's also in the lane where it's like his legacy is made, and it almost seems like he's a little bit still insecure about...
Yeah.
Because, you know, Joe Budden, his opinion on hip-hop is really respected. But at the same time, you have to look at this. Hip-hop just turned 50 years old. It's a declining genre for the first time.
Really?
And all the people that kind of are radio hosts, the kind of respected hip-hop DJs and all of that are as old as hip-hop.
Yeah.
Think about this. Old Man Ebro and Charlamagne Joe Budden and, you know, all these guys. I think the guys that are kind of younger that are DJ academics and some people who are coming up, I guess like the more YouTuber people, they'll kind of like understand what kids like. And because sometimes Joe Budden and these guys' critique is like, man, I don't want to hear about these young guys rapping about like he was like, I don't want to hear J. Cole rapping about losing his virginity. But a lot of kids that were listening to J. Cole when was it Forest Hill Drives that was on?
Yeah.
When that dropped, that they were like, oh, it's a coming of age song. And so not those songs aren't made for Joe Budden.
Yeah.
And those hardcore kind of like, when rap came, hip hop came up, it was like, you know, much more kind of like very masculine, hard energy, all of that. So it kind of makes sense on both ends.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that I feel like Drake does this whole like extra song, pizzazz, whatever he wants to do, be a sassy boy, because he's like so into his artistry. But I feel like the reason he's so successful is because he is really good at the business side of it too. And so him interacting with Kai, Sinet, and like all these other people, which not everybody will understand why he's doing what he's doing, is the reason why he's so relevant, because he's picking and doing things in so many different ways within that scene that it's like helping him out. So it's like he's kind of doing both of these things, because now he's has opinions being created about him being super creative, and it's not just business and it's not just a condensed album, but then at the same time the people who are looking for like that solid like content that they're looking for are not understanding this or that.
What's wild is like Drake's been on top for like what, 10-15 years, and I feel like if it was any other artist, they would have just fell off completely.
Well, they did.
And they did, And I feel like Drake's like one of the most successful, I guess, corniest like artists of all time.
Well, he's a mainstream, I would say, pop rapper.
Yeah.
Meaning like he's good at rapping. He's good at singing. He's not the best singer. He's not the best rapper, but he makes hits. Mm-hmm. And if you look at his career when it comes to statistics, accolades, milestones, I would say it resembles a lot like LeBron in NBA, where it's like people will say that Michael Jordan is, you know, without a doubt the GOAT, and he's like the best basketball player to ever play the game.
Yeah.
And then you see LeBron and the kind of athletic ability that he has, and then the things that he's achieved, being the highest scorer ever, and you know, winning championships with other teams. It's very parallel to, I would say, Drake's career, even in the way that he has received feedback live while going through his career, which Michael Jordan and you could say like Biggie Smalls, Tupac, these guys haven't.
Yeah,
and so it's a very different thing to kind of like go through personally.
I feel like people hate on him being corny, but being corny brings you likability. And the only other person that like comes to mind that has had longevity like Drake, but in a different scene, is like Will Smith, who is also kind of corny, but he's also the corny brings a likability.
Yeah.
Like across multiple audiences. It's not too hard, but it's not like, but it's also not too soft.
Like nowadays we see people being controversial and they blow up, right? But for like Drake or maybe Will Smith, they'll just be like corny or weird, and they people comment on that, and that's what gets them more popular. But it's not like anything that serious. Mm-hmm. It's just like how they, you know, maybe handle life or whatever.
It also depends on how people define corny and what they think is corny. And sometimes the things that they call Drake corny for are just not his life experiences that he, you know, could or would try to, I guess, go towards. So like when it's a gangster rapper saying that Drake is doing his fingernails this way and putting clips in his hair, whatever, it's like I always see this as an individual, me personally, of like, why does that matter to me? Mm-hmm. And it kind of goes back to the a conversation we had a while ago about like Harry Styles dressing the way that he does and Michael Jackson, you know, putting on, I guess, more so like feminine qualities, doing makeup, Prince, all these people.
Yeah.
And it's like at the end of the day, I guess they're doing it for whatever reason they feel like doing it for. But how does it affect the music? Do you personally like it?
Yeah.
And you can always make your own playlist and continue to listen to, for example, Take Care Drake, if that's the only Drake that you like.
Yeah.
I know for me personally, like, there's artists that I guess I came up on when it comes to the love of hip hop. And one of those would be like Eminem. And I think he has like on a like kind of everybody agrees note, like just went down this really weird lane where it's like, maybe you should like not do like, that, or like maybe just stay out of politics, or like just don't rap that way. Or, like, you're a legend, bro. Just, and so I love that guy still because of what he has created. And I still listen to the music that totally just makes me feel alive from him. And like, that shouldn't, as an individual, I don't know why it bothers certain people so much. Like, people are on Twitter and stuff, like writing essays about like Drake is this guy and he should do this and that. It's like, calm down.
It's because people think that if they like somebody who does certain things, that it's a reflection of them.
Mm. Mm. But it is a reflection of them. Like, their comments are a reflection of them.
Their comments are a reflection of them. But they think that if they like Drake and Drake likes to wear nail polish, and they think that guys wearing nail polish is, I don't know, gay, then that makes what they like, that they like,
they're Drake insecure in some way.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I think it's also like they're so emotionally involved with the artist after their art comes that they want to like grow with the artist. Yeah. And when they don't grow with them or they grow differently, they're like, yo, man, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing it like this? And I guess that's where like the disparity is. It's maybe like a, you know, a distant cousin or a cousin or whatever. And they just kind of grow apart or something like that.
Speaking of these fingernails and hair clips, it brings up a topic that I've seen come up recently, which is the wave of the Sassy Boys.
Sassy Boys?
Sassy Boys are up.
What are the Sassy Boys? I haven't heard this.
So there's this guy that I keep seeing on my page. His name is Prayag?
Prayag, yeah, I think that's it.
And
it's the way you act.
Sassy Boys up.
And it was like, let me find his
is he sassier than the guy with the hand up?
that guy's on a different spiritual sass.
Spiritual sass. He got the nails for the sassiness.
This guy, he's sitting in his car. Is this him?
I think that might be.
No, that's not
him. No, dude, this is like a little kid.
Just type it in on TikTok.
You explain it in the meantime, Amber.
So basically, he like makes these videos where he's very confidently sassy, and people are loving it. He does it well. He's killing it, and he's going viral. Within 13 days, he went from 3,000 to 1.6 million followers.
Oh,
and it's fire. I love it.
What is it about it? Like, are girls finding him attractive? Like, what?
I think it's the unapologetic of it all.
So I think when he first posted his video about, he was like, it was never about the way, or he said, if we don't talk anymore, I'm still going to look at your story. It was never about how you look. The way you act is the way you act. And he does a little dance with it. Mm-hmm. And then people just started, I remember I saw that video when it like first came up. Maybe you sent it to me. I don't remember.
I had just seen it. And then you had sent it to me as well. And I was like, okay, literally this was just on my page. And then he just kept
going. And
the
comments were like, oh, like, I think I might like Sassy Boys. And the comments were all about Sassy Boys. And then he was like, he started stitching and he started really going with it. He started, you know, picking up on the sassy movement. He's like, you know what? Like, guilty. I am that. I've been that. And
he's
so,
like, if I had a choice, I would be nonchalant and sexy, but Pookie, I'm sassy.
So I want to ask you, first of all, like, what do you think about the sassy wave? Are you with it? Are you feeling it? Would you take a sassy man?
The way that he's doing it?
Yeah.
I would take a sassy man because I feel
like a sassy man.
I feel like we would have a lot of fun, you know, like it would be just a fun old time.
Like, does he do it in like a masculine way or is it like,
no,
it's a very feminine.
I would not call it not masculine because he like
traditionally masculine. I would say no. I mean, are we allowed to watch like with sound or no?
Click his actual page.
Is this not it?
You have to click it.
Oh, I see.
Do it without sound if you can. Here, we'll do it without sound.
Don't they have the
look, why don't you just play the most recent one where he has like the balloons and he's like Pookie or 1 million Pookie.
This one?
One right now, to the right.
This one?
Yeah.
1.3 million. Yeah. Everybody relax. Everybody chill. Pookie, how are you? Everything okay? Is this too much? Don't get scared. Man, Pookie Nation. You know I didn't forget about you. You liked this one last time. And I got you. Ooh. What? I promise you, I did not order all of this. Shout out to the staff at the Starbucks I go to for always supporting me. You just made my day. Take a bite. Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
You first. I just want to say, like...
I know all his lines now.
He's like a... I feel like he just... you know, very energetic guy.
I feel like he's in on the bit. Does that make sense?
I think that's how he actually is. He also has the Toronto accent, and maybe that's naturally a little sassier for people, or maybe like because of Drake and the way he talks, and I don't know, maybe Toronto mans are sassier than the average mans?
He's owning it. I like it.
Well, of course he's owning it. Yeah. I mean, he's milking it. If there was anybody who was ready for fame...
Yeah.
He was built for this. And honestly, when I saw the first couple of videos, I was like, all right, this is funny. I'm with it. I get it. And then he kept it going. I was like, okay, you know, like respect.
You know why I think that girls are really loving this? Because there was a wave of nonchalant men that like girls were loving. And it's over for nonchalant men.
You know what happened?
What?
I think it was there was probably like a lot of overcorrecting when it comes to like liberalism, and then we saw the hyper masculinity, or as some people just call it, masculinity. and I'm talking about like the Andrew Tate, Joe Rogan. Saw a huge movement of like young boys being like, yeah, like this has been lost on us, like we need to be, you know, the Roman Empire. And so I think that like living in this very rapidly, you know, fast moving society and the way that social media, you know, moves, that we get these waves even quicker than maybe we have previously. And so with that hyper masculinity phase or whatever, maybe we have a lot of girls that when you hit the sassy wave, then they're like
sassy boys.
Yes, the sassy boys are up. And then I mean, I think Drake was on wave with this, with this kind of movement.
I will say though, with like the masculinity stuff and all that stuff, I think you can become that or like change yourself. I think it's
become what? Sorry.
Like super masculine and like follow those ideals. I think you can like become that. I think with sassy boys, you have to naturally be that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can turn
into
that.
That's true. And here's the thing. Like, I feel like I've dated, and I know my friends have too, like nonchalant men, and you're just
what's
like,
a nonchalant man?
You just like say whatever comes to your mind or like,
no, the opposite. They're just like so like low-key cool, calm and collected, and I'm like, can you be expressive? Can you open your mouth and tell me how you feel? I don't want to have like the, you know how they took the mystery of a man to like a next level. And like girls just want to be appreciated.
So this is interesting because when the Roman Empire trend was going on, you guys know about this? The Roman Empire trend was a bunch of girls asking their man or a guy in their life, like, when's the last time you thought about the Roman Empire?
Yeah.
And it happened to be that a lot of guys were thinking about it or in some capacity.
Often.
And like, I saw, like, eventually some sort of a attempt at a scientific explanation of it almost. And it was that men, the way that they think that the things that are important to them about, you know, their function in society, their role in a family.
Conquering and doing like this whole like being like a man.
Completing the responsibilities that are kind of, I guess, innately desired, maybe.
A war. Lot of fighting in war.
Yeah, but take that, the things that the Romans were doing, yeah, or any sort of like empire, and then apply it to your current life of like, how do I embrace or kind of like find those qualities to allow my manhood per se to flourish in its full capacity, in the same kind of way that you might think like, what makes a woman kind of like embrace womanhood and those feminine traits
and what might be desirable
and what's empowering to them.
Okay.
Like what is empowering to a man? And so I saw that this guy was attempting to explain it and said that like women don't always understand that kind of like thinking or logic. And especially in today's society where that's almost looked down upon or even shunned, when men are kind of like thinking in these more traditional roles that they are inspired by, then they just don't share those things. And for women, it's a surprise. Whereas they're constantly thinking in that way, whether it be about the Roman Empire, whether it be about how something works in its, they're thinking of it in a more kind of like serious, logical way, where I guess traditionally a woman might think of it in a more emotional way, for that example, right?
Yeah.
And that's why like you saw that trend of like so many guys not talking about it, because they don't feel like they can. And maybe they talk about it to each other in some capacity.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was super interesting.
Yeah. Men, start wearing your heart on your sleeve. Like, we just want to hear what's in your head.
And I don't know if you do.
Yeah, I don't know if...
I mean, I think that if a girl can feel like a guy can open up and tell you what he's thinking about and express it and kind of, like, let you in, a girl feels so much peace knowing that they can be, like, the confidant.
Yeah,
you know,
that might be the wiring though, because he was also explaining that like women tend to be more like social creatures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They share, they get feedback, this is what's going on in my life, whereas I think like, I don't know about you, but like in my experience, friends, even myself, like we don't share those like kind of like tougher things, and we kind of try to figure it out on our own.
But also it's like with the boys, like you'll talk about like stuff to help each other out, but like you don't kind of talk about that with girls, like, you know. Like, I feel like with boys, you're like, yeah. Even if you're messing around, sometimes, like, shit can get serious. If shit gets serious, like, you can discuss, like, how to become a better man and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to, like, how you're feeling and stuff, that stuff we don't, like, talk about. Like, oh, you're sad and stuff like that. It's just, we're not...
Not even sad, but, like, what about, like, how you feel about the girl? Like, I feel like it's hard for guys to just be like, you're the shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm waiting 8 months later for you to be like, do you even like me? But, like, that's the nonchalant men of them all. I don't want it.
There's got to be something to the biological factor there, because I remember, like, I've seen a lot of these memes where it was, like, there was one that was, like, the girl and a guy. And, like, it shows, like, a thinking cloud. And she's, like, does he like me? Like, what did I mess up? Blah, blah, blah. And she's thinking about all these things about them and their relationship. And it shows the guy's bubble. And it says, I couldn't fix my bike yesterday. What do I need to do differently today? And it was like, sometimes it's just like they're problem solving maybe in their own heads about something so small. And it maybe seems like, you know, it's all emotional. And maybe for some guys it is.
Yeah,
like, I think, you know, there's that kind of masculine, feminine energy, and maybe the sassy wave of bringing it back to this. Maybe some guys have more expressibility. Is that a word? Can I say that?
Like, if you can't change a tire, let's laugh about it on the side of the road and call AAA.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to, like...
Yeah. Oh, don't attempt to be, like, a manly man if you're not.
Yeah, just...
That's what you're saying?
Kind of just, like,
just be open about how you're, like, feeling and saying and stuff.
Yeah, like, just kind of, like, live out, like, who you are. Like, and I'm not going to lie. Like, the whole, like, having a nonchalant, mysterious man, the macho man, like, I think that's very attractive to a certain extent. I just think that as time has gone on, like Ross has mentioned, that we're like kind of seeing that whole world of these guys being so like macho and masculine, that when this guy seems like a breath of fresh air.
Mm. Yeah. There was a meme also going on along with like guys and girls, how they act. That you ask men, they're like, how's your day? And it just goes straight down. It's good. And it's like, you ask women, how's your day? It's like, oh, yeah. So, like, today I got, like, coffee. And then, like, yeah, I had to walk my dog. And then, like, it just keeps on going and going. And then it eventually goes to, like, how's your day? But I think that explains how, like, you know, people talk about each other and, like, talk about their days and how they feel.
Do you do this? Do you share these kind of, I guess, more nonchalant traits, and then internally you're actually thinking about a lot more?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think for me, I just sometimes I don't see a reason to share, like, or overshare, unless like it's necessary in the situation. Like, if someone talks about a situation and I'm like, I can relate, then it'll come out. But
oh, a nice gong with it.
Gong.
Speaking of an empire.
Romans. But yeah, I think overall, though, I think a lot of, you know, situations, it's not like we're not like, oh, yeah, I feel good, or I feel sad, or I feel, you know, like, I feel like there's sometimes with guys, it's just no point.
With experience, too, sometimes it's like maybe you've shared before and then it resulted in like either nothing happening, or you've personally felt like I didn't really need to reveal that.
Yeah.
Or yeah, maybe it's just like unnecessary, and maybe it makes others feel safer. Maybe it makes others feel happier, and that is more productive to you in the way that you interact with them, rather than you sharing issues that maybe changes their perspective of you.
Yeah. And sometimes, like you said, like explaining how you feel is better for them to just receive that, you know, feedback than you yourself just sharing.
Like maybe in a relationship also, it's like maybe you don't want to scare the girl about what's going on in your head, or like about how you feel about certain things, and you're kind of like waiting on her reaction. I'm just thinking like what could be, and maybe that's from experience too.
Yeah.
Formerly she's reacted this way to this kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And in the future I need to be the protector, and I need to, you know, make sure that it doesn't get to that point.
I will say it also helps that he's attractive. Because I don't think like an unattractive guy could pull this off fully.
I think usually unattractive guys usually act like this.
Yes. And that's why it's not like.
You said unattractive guys usually act sassy?
Yeah. I think because girls feel comfortable with this persona.
It gives off gay best friend, right?
Yeah, I think it does. Like the sleepover Riz, you know? And like
sleepover Riz?
like uglier guys have better personality type thing?
Sort of, but like I think it's more comfortable to a girl, like the way they talk and stuff like that.
I wouldn't say they're
the
always ugly.
The way you
I
talk.
Would say that like, because I know some guys who are like kind of attractive, but like they have certain energy like this. Like I'm not jumping to go date this guy, nor do I like want to jump his socks or whatever it's called. But like
jump his socks.
I don't know what the saying
jump
is.
His socks.
What is it? Whatever. Jump but is that not
jump his socks? What is even that, is?
Yeah,
that?
I want to know what that means.
Is that not the saying?
Jump his socks. Jump into his socks.
No, whatever. Is that not a saying?
But yeah, he's got style. He's jacked. Like he has the kept beard. So
I think that this also. Mix with the both, like because he's attractive and has that, it's kind of like, you know.
But do you think he's gonna be different around you, like
not jump?
You're jumping out of your socks to.
Oh, is that what I meant to say?
You're paying attention to
I
one
said
thing.
Jump
that
his socks.
Jump his socks. I'm not jumping his socks.
Is okay.
He jumped out of his. Okay, I think I've heard that. Knock the socks off. I've heard that.
That was so Bob. You knocked the socks off. I like her so much. I like this girl so much. She knocked my socks off.
Wow. Yeah, but I think that's the phrase. That's the phrase I know.
Yeah.
I've heard the jump out of.
Okay, so you wanted to jump in his socks,
no,
right?
No,
you were saying.
I didn't want to jump in his socks. I'm just saying.
You want to jump in his Tesla? Is that a Tesla?
Yeah,
it looks like it. I'm saying I'm not like, oh my god, he's like so desirable, whatever. I'm just saying,
I don't know where he goes to park and then record all these, because they're all inside of his car.
It's good lighting too.
Yeah,
like this guy knows what he's doing. He's got the good skin too. Like I feel like he's probably been passed around.
He used to be fat.
Damn.
He used to be a thick boy.
Really? Let's see.
He
looks not desirable there without the beard.
No, he posted
a bit more.
He posted a TikTok of him like before.
Oh, dude, that's why he has a good personality.
That's what the comments were. They were like, "Oh, it all makes sense now."
Oh.
It's the Hrithik Roshan effect from that movie.
Yeah.
Gubby Cushy Gubby
Is it that one that says
could it be the no.
He posts so much. It's going to be impossible.
That makes sense, right? It's messed up, but like it makes sense.
No, it does.
Like when someone used to be like ugly and they grew up. like
not just ugly, but went through something. Like the best kind of people you could be friends with is traumatized people.
Yeah, depends.
Amber,
depends.
100% guilty.
No, I mean some people.
Well, some people are annoying about it.
Yeah, some people.
They're like, oh my god.
But they weren't traumatized enough. They were just traumatized a little.
Or some people are too traumatized they couldn't like.
No, but they didn't like come out of it. They didn't get the lesson.
Come out of it.
They didn't mature. The lesson didn't teach them anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they were given an opportunity to basically like trauma in itself is a like could be a privilege because think about it. Is struggle
I wouldn't say is a privilege. Maybe there a is a privilege to it.
I'm not saying it's like you didn't go through those things, that you're not that you shouldn't have gone through those things, that it, the things that happened to you weren't bad. What I'm saying is you were able to become something more because of the things that happened to you, even though they were bad things. Mm. Think about some of your like favorite people who have accomplished the biggest things.
Yeah, they were.
And they went through things, a lot of them.
Yeah.
How often do like, you know, the kids of celebrities become like greater than their parents? Not many. And if they do, it's like, you know, they've really got a head start there to be able to kind of pursue something.
Yeah.
It's really internal. They have to have it. If they don't have that internal kind of like dog in them, you can't find that kind of like motivation.
Like Tom Hanks' son.
Chet Hanks? Yeah. I don't know,
he's
man.
He's legendary, though.
White Boy Summer?
He's legendary.
You know that movie that came out recently with Tom Hanks? Otto?
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
What's it called?
I think
A Man Called Otto.
Otto, yeah.
It was funny. There was this classic kind of like prick dude that is driving a BMW, and Otto is always like mad at him. And the guy was playing Chet Hanks.
Oh,
driving the car.
Oh, dang.
I remember watching that. I was like, no way. That's fire. Like, Tom Hanks acknowledged his rapping son and put him in a piece of this movie, if that was his choice.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
That's dope.
Isn't that cool?
Have you seen Chet Hanks?
No, I've watched it. Let's show Chet Hanks.
I feel like that's Amber's type.
Okay. I don't know if we can. We definitely can't play, like, let's play a video of him because we can't play White Boy Summer.
Why do you think I would like him?
He's like Jack Harlow if he wasn't like popular.
That's funny.
Like failed Jack Harlow.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Interesting.
Chet Hanks' most controversial moments. Okay.
All right. I'm about to unmute.
For some, Chet Hanks is best known for being the son of... Here are some of Chet Hanks' most controversial moments. When Chet once described himself as the family black sheep for years, this Times reported on Steve bluntly end of the day, and it's
being Chet Hanks' step
of the way.
Okay.
Like, he's trying really hard to be, like, Jamaican and, like...
Interesting.
Yeah, he's always like, white boy summer.
Is it corny? Because he's giving baloney off top.
He can really speak patois like fire.
How did that happen?
How did, like, he, I don't know, honestly. Like, how did...
Here's the thing. It's just so random because, like, his dad's obviously, like, a legendary actor. Mm-hmm. And then he's, like, so different. And you're just like, how did he get here?
Okay, so this is one that works, I guess. This is him speaking patois.
Big up the whole island massive. It's your boy Chetana. Coming straight from the Golden Gloves, you know what I'm saying? My father Tom Hanks presenting in a while, soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
Where did he get that from?
Your type or nah?
No.
but Jack Harlow is.
Jack Harlow is.
Yeah, I don't, like, he just, I guess when you're just kind of like rich and famous, you just got to kind of come up with something. It's like,
I think this
let
is
me go with this.
I think he's legendary, though. Like, he's very different. Like, he's in his own lane. He's not, like, following his
I could definitely see him being entertaining.
Yeah.
This could be, like, a character that he's just like, let me do this.
Yeah.
Because he is I remember him on Impulsive.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about how he's, like, really serious about acting. Or he could have, you know, like, he could have
that
an issue.
That would be a really good character in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's played some characters.
I mean, he's a serious actor.
Yeah.
So maybe. But it's just interesting, the kind of like dynamic. To see him against
his dad.
Tom Hanks, who's actually
like very serious.
And he loves his dad. Like, he talks about his movies. He says, like, you know, we watch them and, like, I cry to them and stuff like that. So it's not like you see some kids who are just, like, totally rebellious and want nothing to do with their parents. But, yeah, it's an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
I did want to say the last thing about, like, the sassy boys. I feel like some of the most, I guess, hyper-masculine men, you could call them, are very sassy. Think about this. Andrew Tate, is he not the sassiest bald guy you've ever seen?
Yeah,
where he's like, where's my Bugatti?
Yeah.
Oh, like, these men, if you're from Canada, are you even a man? Like,
is
he is
a British
so,
accent?
He has a...
It's like a half British, half...
He's Romanian, right?
No.
Where's he
just lives in Romania.
Oh.
Yeah. But he was born in the U.S., grew up in the U.K. That's why he has like a mixed English / American accent. And then he moved to Romania because he was like, it's the best place.
I think that's the reason why girls originally were starting to hate on the sassy men, and then this guy did it right, was because like...
Because what?
Because all of a sudden they're like, why are you worried about women's business?
Mm.
You know, like... Why are you being so sassy? Like, because that's how it started up. But then he kind of like took the whole sassy narrative of like, why are you just so sassy? Because like the reason why I like Jack Harlow is because he's sassy, but like cool.
Yeah. I wouldn't say Jack Harlow is that sassy. He's I think he's kind of following a wave of like Gen Z kind of like.
He's smooth.
Cross-dressing.
He's smooth, but
gender
he's sassy, but smooth.
I don't know if he's sassy. Is he?
He is. He's, you know, he's like kind of like. Like
I think he plays that bit sometimes.
Yeah, it's definitely a bit.
But I want to say, like, Jordan Peterson, he talks all the time about, like, masculine this and, like, men should be this way. Look at his suits. Look at this man's suits. See, I've never seen anybody with more colorful, sassy, flavorful, fruity suits than Jordan Peterson.
He looks like a Batman villain, bro. Like,
look at the way he's... Look at the sass on him.
Mm.
Is he not one of the sassiest old psychiatrists you've ever seen?
I mean, maybe it's their insecurity that makes someone to be like hyper masculine because they're just like not.
Think about some of like the world leaders and like these, we were talking about the Roman Empire, like some of these leaders of these dictatorships and empires, like they were sassy people. Yeah. Napoleon, super sassy.
I feel like we should just start listing off guys and everybody says they're sassy or not.
I want to shout out the original sass master.
Okay.
Scott Disick.
Okay.
I feel like Scott Disick, maybe there's somebody before him, but like to me when I saw that, like it's definitely like its own lane because it's not I don't think it is like that gay best friend as much as we think it is because sassy men are very much their own like thing. A gay best friend, they're like they are what the girls are. They're very agreeable. They're like it's girls first, then gay best friend to
like,
agree.
Yes, bitch. And then, like, you can't do that if you're, like, straight, you know?
A sassy man like Scott Disick, he's very much his own world. Like, he's his own king. He's the ruler of his kingdom. And he's sassy as anything. I remember there was a video that I really liked. it was Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, I think he was asking her, like, if she wanted a water or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes... You know, and she almost like starts the whole thing and he's like, he basically like yells at her. And he's like, I don't need to know all of that information. I just need to know if you want a water or a Coke or whatever. And then she's like, I was going to say this. And he's like, it's a lot. And I just love that. Like sometimes he would just like put people in his place and he doesn't care who it is.
Mm.
He's not like, oh, yeah, like, you know, girl love. But I think that's what makes a true sassy man.
Mm.
Will you ride the sassy wave, Shamir?
No. I think it's
too... Do you think Shamir has a little sass in him? What do you think?
No. I don't think Shamir's sassy.
I'm not sassy.
You think I do?
I think you're sassier than Shamir.
I think so, too. And is it because I'm a brat?
No, it's because you're just like... I think you do it with specific people. I don't think that you would do it, like, just in a room full of people that you've never, like, really interacted with. But you kind of do kind of like the bit, like the sassy bit where you're just like the whole ill thing was very sassy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Being sassy is fun because it's like when you're sassy, you win. And nobody can tell you how to be anything but yourself.
Purr. Love that.
Is that why girls like being sassy?
I think we just are that way.
Not all of them, but some of them.
Yeah.
And also, like, for example, like, when I have, like, my hair, like, when I put my, like, long hair and whatever, and, like, I get to be, like, Sasha. Like, I have an alter ego Sasha when I, like, dress up and I'm kind of, like, doing something different. And I get to play that character of being extra sassy. And it's fun to be, like, the most extra version, knowing it's not, like, you know?
Yeah,
like
alter ego is a good character. Word for it.
Yeah.
Multi-personality disorder.
Could be.
Thank you, Trauma.
Thank you, Trauma.
This episode is brought to you by Trauma. And all speaking future episodes will be brought to you by Trauma.
Side effects available down below.
Side effects include frosh determination, a relentless stream of motivation. I was continuing on the side effects.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Let's wrap up.
Yeah.
Can we get a wrap?
Let's wrap. Trauma. Obama.
Oh.
Trauma. Obama.
Osama.
Osama.
Are you woo-wooing for Osama?
That was you first.
It's a fire name.
Osama.
Osama.
Yo mama.
Hey.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of Strange Flavors. If you want to hear some more, make sure to go to our Patreon.
Yeah,
and
go to the
get
Patreon.
Another whole episode.
Amber's crying in the new episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
More trauma.
More trauma. All
right. It's been another week.
Another flavor.
A little less stranger.
We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.